Linchpin, Become Indispensable. Written and read by Seth Godin.
Can you become indispensable? Yes, you can. This is an important question, and it deserves a thoughtful answer. The first thing to realize is that other people have done this before you. Other people have survived the corporate school system, have survived their first job, have survived a mother-in-law telling them what to do, and have still done the challenging work it takes to become indispensable. That's essential to know, because that means it's not impossible. The second thing, even more important than the first, is that people who have made this transition have nothing on you. Not a thing. That waiter who will be the last person laid off at the restaurant, even after the chef. That foreman who adds more value than any of the workers she manages. That author who will never have to worry about finding a new publisher if the old one goes under. In every case, the linchpins among us are not the ones born with a magical talent. No, they are people who have decided that a new kind of work is important and train themselves to do it. Sure, being tall helps you become a star in basketball, but how many of us dream of playing in the NBA? For the rest of us, it's not about what you're born with, it's about what you do. Teaching Remarkable. Where do the great artists, writers, product developers, copywriters, inventors, scientists, process engineers, and chefs come from? Explain this. If I make a list of great artists, people like Alice Waters, Herschel Gordon Lewis, Spike Lee, Eliyahu Goldratt, Muddy Waters, Cory Doctorow, Richard Feynman, Shepard Fairey, not one of the names on this particular list is the product of a school designed to create him or her. A great school experience won't keep you from being remarkable, but it's usually not sufficient to guarantee that you will become so. There's something else at work here. Great schools might work. Lousy schools definitely stack the deck against you. Why is society working so hard to kill our natural-born artists? When we try to drill and practice someone into subservient obedience, we're stamping out the artist that lives within. Let me be really clear. Great teachers are wonderful. They change lives. We need them. The problem is that most schools don't like great teachers. They're organized to stamp them out, bore them, bureaucratize them, and make them average.